You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Highway 30 is going to reopen tomorrow. The road has been closed for more than 2 months because of the Oso landslide. For business owners in the small town of Darrington, the opening is well-timed. The town's annual Darrington Day celebration happens this weekend.
I think it's going to be busy.
Frankie Hatley runs the Whiskey Ridge Brewing. They had to postpone their grand opening because of the slide, but they'll be open tomorrow with 6 beers on tap and growlers for sale. Darrington Day event organizer Martha Rasmussen says it's going to be a very special year, and she's taking a break from the preparations to speak with us. Martha, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. Martha, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, tell us a little bit about what it's meant for Highway 530 to be blocked for 2 months. How has it affected you and Darrington?
It's been a real struggle out here. We're certainly looking forward to it reopening. Business has been down, and a lot of people don't want to come out here and drive the bypass. Also, people are coming up to the bypass and turning around where it says local traffic only. So it'd be nice to have all that behind us.
How much longer has it taken to get to and from Darrington with Highway 530 being closed?
Well, with the bypass, it hasn't been too bad. If you catch the pilot car, and if you don't catch the pilot car, then it can be quite a long trip.
Now, as I understand it, that's because the pilot car takes the traffic one way and then turns around and takes the traffic back the other way?
Right. There's a pilot car in the front, and then there's a pilot car in the back.
So what's it going to mean for Darrington to have this road reopen?
It's going to be huge. You know, we're having our Darrington Day celebration tomorrow, and that's another big reason to be celebrating.
Well, I guess it's no accident that 5:30 is going to open on that day.
Yes, we're very excited.
Now, is it going to be emotionally a little bit hard to have that road reopened?
Yes. But you know, we have to be connected with the rest of the world, and we're going to have to get our lives put back together.
What's the emotional difficulty that people will be experiencing by having the road open alongside of their happiness at having it open?
Well, we haven't seen that portion of the mudslide. When you take the bypass, you're looking down at the mudslide, but you're not going through the mudslide. So it's going to be a very different situation. And because of this, we actually have on Darrington Day, we have a memorial presentation at the Methodist Church, because I know it's going to be emotional for a lot of people going through that road. But at the same point, we really need to move forward in our lives out here.
And there's going to be some big fun in Darrington tomorrow. What's going to happen at the Darrington Day celebration?
Well, Darrington Day is a day that we put aside to celebrate our local arts, our heritage, our great civic accomplishments, and our unique, beautiful surroundings. And we're also going to be celebrating that wonderful road opening up.
So for people who don't know your cultural heritage, what will you be doing in Darrington that people might not see in a Seattle neighborhood?
Well, they probably won't see a historical livery barn. We've been working on the Forest Service livery barn, and the doors are going to be open. We'll have an open house, and people can see this wonderful barn that was built in 1915 and meet the Darrington Historical Society.
Now, you mentioned the commemoration that will be taking place at Darrington Day for the slide. What will that be?
It's a collection of photographs and memories, just a quiet room where people can reflect.
Pictures of some of the people you've lost.
Yes, it's a memorial to the slide presentation. It'll be like a PowerPoint presentation in there, sort of going in a loop, just in case people need some time out to reflect or to get connected with what actually happened.
Now, you, like most people in Darrington, lost friends. You lost a friend, librarian Linda McPherson, in the slide. What's it been like for you to travel the road? What kind of thoughts has that brought back to you?
Confusing. It's been really confusing and emotional. But there's no landmarks anymore. You know, I don't really know where I am when I'm driving that road.
Martha Rasmussen, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You bet.
And taking some time out. Martha's the event organizer for Darrington Day. It's going to be tomorrow morning after Highway 530 reopens. Governor Jay Inslee and Transportation Secretary Lynn Peterson are going to be there. They're going to talk to residents at a closed portion. They'll observe a moment of silence, and then they'll all be walking that road together. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.